longer than you know. Let the fire in your heart begin to grow. Loving me is enough. I'm breaking through the dark, shining with my truth and lighting up my heart. Every day I rise, every moment's tough, but loving me is enough.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Loving Me is Enough podcast. This is the podcast where we have honest conversations about healing, growth, self-love, and becoming whole. It's me, your girl, Natasha Hatchett, and it's so good to be with you guys yet another Sunday. So we're going to shake things up a little bit and do something different this month. It's the month of June 2026, and I don't know if many people really know or recognize that June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And so for this month, I want to focus solely on our men. Yes, I know, ladies, we have, yeah. So the reason I'm choosing to focus on men's mental health this month is, yes, honestly, it's Men's Mental Health Month, but because it's something that we as a society never really put a lot of focus on. We don't focus on how our male counterparts feel. We don't take into consideration their emotion. We don't take into consideration, their mental health. So I wanted to focus on that. So ladies, I want you to listen in very carefully because you might just help save the life of a man. And girl, it might be your man. And honestly, and fellas, if you're out there, I wish that you would, you know, tune in as well, because I want to speak to you guys this month. I want to pour into you this month. I want to make sure that you are whole and that you are healthy in the best possible way that I can. Because what we don't understand is men, you guys face a lot in society and life just really be life in. So this month we're going to focus on a topic that don't get enough attention. Today we're going to talk about the mask men wear. I know a lot of times when we talk about masks, we think it's only women that wear masks because, you know, we wear makeup. But the truth of the matter is many men are just struggling. They're struggling emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. But some of us, we would never know it because they become experts and hiding their pain. They become masters in disguising how they really feel. They become so programmed to what society expects of them that they put what they're really feeling to the side. You know, we like to think, and it's true, women, we do mask our emotions a lot. We do hide a lot. But for men, they also learn how to smile through depression, work through exhaustion, joke through heartbreak, carry burdens without even asking for help. And no one pays attention. Sometimes our men, they don't even send out an SOS. Someone save me, because you know what? Society has told them that they shouldn't, that they're men. Be strong, be this, that, and the third. But the question I want to know is why? Why do so many men suffer in silence? And why do we continue to allow our male counterparts to suffer in silence? So let's talk about it. So many men wear masks, and you know what? These masks that they wear, it just doesn't start in adulthood. The mask that most of our men wear starts in their childhood. I mean, think about it. Think about the things that we say to little boys growing up. Stop crying. Man up. Be tough. You okay? Boys don't cry. Can you imagine being told as a young man, a young boy, stop crying, be tough, boys don't cry? You know, while all of these statements seems harmless and it just seems to us as words, these are the things that's teaching our boys that expressing their emotions is unacceptable. This is the foundation that we lay when we tell our boys, we lay a foundation of unacceptability when we tell our boys things like that. So many boys learn that anger is unacceptable because sadness is not. Because when you tell them toughen up, when you tell them don't cry, when you tell them man up, what you're really telling them is anger is acceptable and sadness is not. They learn that strength means endurance. They learn that vulnerability is dangerous. You can't be vulnerable. How dare you have feelings because you're a man? And as a result, what happens is they grow into men who know how to provide, protect, perform, but baby, they struggle to express what they're really feeling on the inside. The problem is that men, it's not that men don't have emotions, women. The problem is that many of them were never taught what to do with them. They were never taught that their emotions matter. They were never taught that it's okay to cry. They were never taught that it's okay to have a moment of sadness. I mean, think about it. What message did you receive about emotions when growing up as a woman? Oh, as a little girl growing up, you fall and everybody runs to your rescue. Oh, you got a boo-boo, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody makes a big fuss over it. As a boy growing up, when you fall, get up. You're fine. You'll be okay. Man up. Boy, you crying over there? That's what we teach our boys. That when they hurt, it doesn't matter. We teach our boys that when life throws things at them and hits them really hard, it doesn't matter. Get up. You're a man. Man up. And imagine this. We're saying this to little boys. Toughen up. Man up. But let me ask you a question. Who's teaching them to toughen up and man up at that age? Because how much toughen up you can do at 3 years old when you fall and scrape your knee and you got a parent or a mom or a dad, well, most of the times it's a dad, tell you, hey boy, toughen up. You all right? As girls, we were encouraged to express our feelings, but they weren't. As girls, we were taught that we didn't need to suppress our feelings, but they were. Those were the early messages that was shaping our young men. And then they turn into adults. Here's something important I want us to understand. Ignoring emotions doesn't make them disappear. It simply forces them to find another way out. When emotional pain goes unaddressed, it shows up in another area of your life. When we taught them how to, you know, not address their emotions or their pain as young boys, we taught them how to express it in another way. And most of the times it's in an unhealthy way because now they're wearing a mask. Most of the time, those unaddressed emotions shows up as anger, irritability, isolation, workaholism, substance use, relationship difficulties, physical health issues, anxiety, and depression. Now stop for a moment, ladies, and think. How many times have we as women seen these emotions in men? I'm just talking about genuinely. Forget about all the other fluff and all the other stuff. How many times have we seen these emotions show up? We've seen them angry for no reason, irritable for no reason, relationship to relationship for no reason, picking up substances, whether he drinks too much, smokes too much, watches porn, does this, does that, physical health issues. He has high blood pressure, diabetes, gout, you know, you name it. How many times have we seen this in our men? And not once most of us have stopped to say, wait a minute, is there an underlying issue? Or is this really who this person is? Now, man, I'm gonna be honest. Some of it is underlying issues from childhood that went unaddressed and unattended. But then there are some other things that you as men have to take accountability for. But that's not what this topic is about today. This topic is about addressing those emotional unhealed places where you place the mask as a man and has just been moving through life. And now as you get older, it's messing with your psyche. It's messing with your mental health because you want to break down and you want to have that moment of vulnerability with your partner, your spouse, but you can't because you were taught for so many years. That's not what you do as a man. Many men don't say, "I'm struggling emotionally." You would rarely find a man that would be honest and vulnerable and say, "Hey, I'm struggling." And you know what's so crazy? Sometimes even, you know, your closest homeboy don't even know the depth of your struggle. They don't even know that you're facing the things that you're facing because life will tell you, keep it to yourself. Many men, there's so many men out here wearing masks and your homeboy think you're okay until that one moment where you lose it all and they be like, "Dang, I ain't know my dog was going through that. Dang, I ain't know it was that bad," because he couldn't be vulnerable. He was taught not to be vulnerable. He was taught that that's not something you do as a man. Men don't say, "I'm struggling emotionally," women. Let me give you a little bit of insight. He's not going to come to you and be like, "Oh, babe, I'm struggling emotionally." No, that's a female thing. He's not going to say that. Let me tell you what he's going to say instead. "I'm tired. I'm stressed. I just need a moment to myself. Need a little space. Babe, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good." You get those very short phrases. Sometimes "I'm fine" is the biggest mask of them all. And sometimes when you look at your partner, your brother, your nephew, your cousin, your uncle, your father, you need to look beyond the "I'm fine," because that might be the clue that you need to say, "Wait a minute, he's not fine." And then figure out, okay, what can I do to aid, to help, to bring light, to show love in the situation? When feelings are buried long enough, they don't disappear. They just start accumulating. And sometimes they carry years of unresolved hurt and it becomes exhausting. Imagine, remember Erykah Badu said, one of my favorite songs, by the way, "Bag lady, you gonna hurt your back. Dragging all them bags like that. One day, all them bags gonna get in your way." Here's the thing, women. Here's the thing, men, that you might not want to admit. Women aren't the only ones that's bag ladies. We got some bag men too. And in your bag is so many different emotions that some days you don't even know if you're going or coming. Some days you don't even know if you're up or down. You don't know the beginning from the end. And your bag is so much. In your bag is your childhood trauma, your young adulthood trauma, your work trauma, your church trauma, your family trauma, your wife trauma, your kids trauma, 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 trauma. The trauma of being a black and brown man in America. That's just a bag by itself. It's so much trauma. Amen. You have bags too. You just don't carry them. Well, you used to didn't carry them the way we do. I'm being funny. You got trauma too. You got trauma. You have bags. You carry them like we like you don't carry them the same way we carry them. But it's okay. One of the greatest misconceptions about masculinity is the belief that strength means never struggling. We think because, and you guys think because you're men, you don't struggle. But real strength isn't pretending everything is okay. That's not strength. Real strength is honesty. Real strength is self-awareness. Real strength is saying, "Dog, I'm overwhelmed. I'm hurt. I need support. Man, I ain't got all the answers." That's real strength. Your real strength, men, comes in when you can be vulnerable and be honest and be real and acknowledge where you are really and truly and not faking it until you make it. Because faking it until you make it, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help your family. It's not going to put food on the table. It's not going to open doors. It's not going to give you peace at night. It's not. It's really not. It's not going to do any of that. Your real strength shows up when you're being vulnerable. It doesn't make you weak as a man. It makes you human. It makes you realize that, you know what? At the end of the day, outside of this whole man and masculinity and machismo and all that's going on, I'm still human and I still got feelings. And yeah, I'm mad. Matter of fact, I'm mad as hell. You know, man, I got so much going on my mind. Like, I don't even know. Those. That makes you human. And the truth is, every human being needs to be supported, understood, and connected. I've come to learn at this great big age that not one person in this world, whether you're rich, poor, fat, skinny, black, white, purple, green, pretty, ugly, short hair, no hair, there's not one person in this world that was designed to carry their burdens alone. Not one. The only person I can recall or I can suggest that was built to carry burdens like that is our Savior, for those of us that are believers. You were meant to carry it alone. Yeah, I know you a man, you strong, you bench press 350, you know, I get it. You know, you could do 100 push-ups, your pull-up game strong, pun intended. I get all of that. But you still wasn't built to carry it alone. You still wasn't built to go through life carrying those burdens by yourself. That wasn't the design. And I know I mentioned our Savior, so I kind of want to deviate a little bit. And for those, the men that are listening and the women that are listening, for those of us that are faith-based and are believers, it takes a different turn, because it's important to remember that there were many great men in Scripture, but they also experienced deep emotional struggles. There's nothing new under the sun. Your man is not the first man to endure or to have deep emotional anguish or be, you know, so weighted down with the weight of the world on his shoulders, or not know what to do, or not know how. It's nothing new under the sun. Y'all remember David? David openly expressed grief, fear, loneliness, and despair in the book of Psalms. David was something else. Elijah. Remember when Elijah was on the run? He became so emotionally exhausted after great victories and asked God to take his life. Tell me that ain't mental health. You were so victorious. You done had all these great victories and all these great feats. And one little thing come your way. And the first thing he said was, God, just take my life. And truth of the matter is, that's where some of our men are silently sitting. God, just take my life. If I could just end it all. And it's not that you're intentionally suicidal, but you're just in a place where, dang, I can't catch a break. I can't catch a break. You remember Job? According to my Bible, it said that he was an upright man and God gave Satan permission to mess with him. Job lost everything, lost his children, lost his wealth, lost his cattle. He dang near almost lost his wife because she was talking out the side of her neck. But he lost everything. So he went through. He experienced overwhelming loss and suffering. These men were not weak men. These were mighty men of God, but they were also human. And here's the crazy thing, men, God met them in their humanity. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you're going through, if you can just be human about it, God will meet you in your place of humanity. God, I'm tired. Boom. Let me meet him in this place of humanity. God, I'm just frustrated. I just need a moment to myself. Humanity. Dang God, I can't. These kids getting on my nerves. Humanity. Mental and emotional struggles don't disqualify you from purpose, leadership, or your faith. It just makes you human. But I know sometimes religion will make you feel like less than an individual, less than a man, if you don't add up, or if you're struggling, or if you cry. And it's so weird, because even as grown as adults as we are, there are sometimes that men can't even be vulnerable in the place of worship, because if he cry too much, you know, this is no disrespect to the LGBT community. If he cry too much, dang, that nigga sassy. Yeah, I said the N word because I said it just how we would say it. Or if he worship, you know, men are always being judged. And this is no disrespect to the women, because I am a woman and I believe in, you know, whatever, equality. However, I just want us to understand the mask that men have to wear. They come into church, they come into a place of worship where they should be able to be vulnerable, and they should be able to cry, and they should be able to do whatever it is that they're doing. But then people are saying, you know, they feel watched. And they feel judged. So they wear this mask. And so you come dressed up as a man, but you can't even be real with God, even in the place of worship, because somebody's watching you to be like, well, God, dog. That's what women do. As if women are the only one carrying burdens. But anyway, I'm going to get off that soapbox. I just want us to know and recognize that, you know, the mental health really matters when it comes to our men. It's so important. Anyway, sometimes we kind of like, well, I didn't know he was going through. I didn't know this was happening. He never said anything to me. Well, why didn't he say anything to me? And yada, 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 and so on and so forth. Sometimes the men who need support the most don't know it, and they don't know how to ask for help. You know that saying that say, check on your strong friends? Well, check on your strongest homeboy. That's all I can tell you. But there are some things that we can pay attention to, right? We can be intentional about. We can pay attention to some of the signs that your partner, your husband, your son, your nephew, your uncle, your cousin, your daddy, your male pastor, your male leader, because sometimes male leaders tend to think that they're exempt from mental health, but baby, you're not. You're just not. You know, as a male leader, I will urge you to seek therapy, not because something may be wrong with you, because as a leader, generally, if you're carrying the weight and burden of everybody else, and then you have to go home as a male pastor and carry the burden of your own home and your own children and your job, and you're still pastoring full time, that's a lot in itself. So yeah, you do need to seek some help, and you do need to walk in your humanity in order for God to meet you in your humanity, right? But for those of us that are not in leadership roles in ministry, and you're just, you know, not just, let me take that out, no disrespect, and you're a husband, you're a father, you're an uncle, you're somebody's godfather, here's some signs that we can all look for, men can look for in men, and women we can look for when we're dealing with the men that we're dealing with. When they start withdrawing from family and friends, that's a clear sign. He used to hang out. He used to do this. He used to do that. I mean, that's outside of lifestyle changes when you're mature. I mean, I'm not talking about those changes, but I'm talking about, you know, he just don't do anything anymore. All of a sudden, you just, woo, stop. That's a sign. When you notice he's more irritable than normal, or more angry than normal, or more quick and more snappier than normal, that's a sign. Sleep patterns. Oh, I just couldn't sleep last night. Okay, that was last night. But this has gone on for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11 nights. That's a sign. When your sleep pattern changes, when your sleep pattern is interrupted, that's a sign that something is going on. Constantly exhausted, even after you've slept those many hours, those many days. Lost of interest in things that they once enjoyed. He used to like playing basketball. He doesn't do that anymore. He used to like going to the sports bar, hanging out with his homeboys. He doesn't do that anymore. He used to like going to the gym. He doesn't do that anymore. You get where I'm going with this? Things that he would normally do that he liked and loved and had interest in, and he just all of a sudden stopped doing it. That's a sign. If here's another one. if he started drinking or smoking and he didn't do that before, child, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. But if they're a person that was drinking socially or smoking socially or whatever the situation was, but you notice it increased, telltale sign. Telltale sign. Right? Always at work, avoiding conversations, avoiding dealing with his emotion, disconnecting, difficulty concentrating. These are all things that we can look at and be like, wait a minute. Now, I'm not asking you to be a therapist to your partner, your male, whatever, your friend, whatever. What I'm asking us to do as people, as humans, is to pay attention to one another. We live in a world where we don't really pay attention to the people that's around us. We just exist with the people that's around us. But sometimes we don't really pay attention to the people that's around us. But if we pay attention long enough, you'll notice that something different about him today. And it's just not the haircut. It's just not the clothing. It's not the cologne that he wears. But you realize that for real, something is wrong. I want us to be able to recognize within our men, because I really don't do politics, but I'm going to say it this way. With the way our economy is going, it's getting harder and harder every day for our men to provide. Some of them are being laid off, loss of jobs, trying to provide and make a way. Pay attention. Just pay attention. Yeah. For the men that are listening, I want you to take a moment and reflect for a second. This just crossed my mind. When was the last time someone asked you, how were you doing? And you answered honestly. I'm going to wait a moment, because I want you to think. When was the last time someone asked you, how were you doing? And you answered honestly. And if you can't recall the last time you honestly answered that question, then that's a problem. I don't want you, I'm not talking about the automatic response, you know, I'm good. I'm not talking about, yeah, nah, dog, I'm straight. I'm not talking about those. Those are automatic. Those are the socially acceptable responses. But I'm talking about real honesty. Like, how are you really doing? When was the last time? And if you're a woman and you're listening to me, think about the men in your life. When was the last time that you asked the question, how he's doing, and actually took the time to listen to how he's doing? Yeah. We got to do better. I'm not one of those people that say, you know, I don't need a man. We need our men. As a woman, we need our men. As children, they need male figures in their lives, be it their father, their godfather, their uncle, cousin, brother. There's a certain level of energy. There's a certain level of, I can't put my hand in on the word, but there's a certain something that a man brings to the table. And this is no disrespect or no slighting to the women, but because this month we're dealing with men and their mental health, there's a certain aura that men bring to the table, to the room, that we as women, if we're honest, we don't bring. I know we like to think that we can do all things, women, and most of the times we can, but there's a certain energy that when a man walks into a room or when a father speaks, or it's different. It's different. I can't explain it. Growing up as a kid, I remember my mom, it was five of us, but at the time, I believe it was only three of us that was really in school, the first three. And I remember my mom used to say, do your homework, do your homework, do your homework, do your homework, do your homework. And yeah, you know, we would do it. We'd get it done. You know, we'll whatever. We'll dip, you know, dibble and dabble in it and play, and, you know, we'll get it done. But when my dad opened his mouth and spoke and said, hey, you heard your mom, get that homework done. It was no question, no doubt that it got done. Nobody, you know, first of all, we ain't talking about my mama anyway, but it was just, it goes without saying, because there was something about his voice. There was something about what he brought to the table that we knew without a shadow of a doubt, get it done. What am I saying? I'm saying to us as women, I'm saying to us as people in general, even brothers with brothers, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying to us, we have to be more intentional about the way we handle each other. Times, and this is a general statement for both male and female, times are so hard. It's hard enough just going through our day-to-day every day. It's hard. Hands down, it's hard. Some of us sometimes just, it's hard. Harder for some than others. But if we be more intentional about caring for each other mentally, I don't really necessarily have to like you, because my Bible did not tell me that I needed to like you. It told me I needed to love you, and I needed to love you with the love of God. So even if you and I don't really like you in that way, I'm still going to be concerned about you as a person, as a mother, as a father, as a human, because that's just who I am. That's just me, right? I'm still going to be concerned about you. So when I see my brother and he's struggling, and I'm not just talking about my natural brother, when I see men and they're struggling, I take time and I speak to them. You know what I'm saying? Because unfortunately, sometimes your man don't feel comfortable talking to you, chick. Most men. Because they don't want to deal with the backlash. They don't want to deal with, you know, disappointing you. So this is why I always recommend therapy, because sometimes you don't want to let your, as a man, you may not want to let your partner know this is how I feel, because you don't want to seem like you're disappointing her, or you're letting the family down, or, you know, you're not adding up. So I know I'm rambling right now because there's so much going on in my head, because I can picture so many different men that I know right now that are struggling mentally, and they haven't said anything to me, but I know it because I see it. So I take the time out and I speak to them. But what I'm saying to us is that it's okay to go to therapy. I promise you it is. I promise you it is. It's not going to hurt. You're going to be okay. It's okay to go to therapy. I promise you. It's okay. It's okay to sit in the office or be on a Zoom call or telehealth call with your therapist and just let it all out. It's a safe space. If you cannot speak to your partner or someone that's in your life and you can't be vulnerable with that person, then I am urging you, men, to seek therapy. As a child growing up, my parents, my mom in particular, and my aunt used to use a pressure cooker. And I never liked a pressure cooker as a child. Grown as I am, I still don't like them. And here's why I never liked the pressure cooker, the old school pressure cooker at that. After a while, if you kept that pot on the stove, the pressure built up And once the pressure started building up, steam started coming out of the pot. And that was because the pressure had nowhere else to go. And if you're not careful and you open that pot prematurely, you stand the risk of being hurt because of the pressure that's going to come out of that pot when you open it. It's the same thing with us as human beings. After a while, so much pressure builds up that when it comes out, the person on the receiving end stands a risk of being hurt. And sometimes that comes out in physical abuse, emotional abuse, substance abuse, because it's so much built up pressure. It's to the point like it had nowhere else to go but out. So it had to come out some way, somehow. So deal with your mental health, man. Take off the mask. It's okay to stop wearing masks. It's okay to be human. It's okay to be vulnerable. So to every man listening today, or every man that may go back and listen, to the women that are listening, it's okay to send it to your male counterparts, friends, cousins, uncles, brothers, whomever. Let them know. Remind them, you don't have to wear the mask forever. You don't have to carry every burden by yourself. And you certainly don't have to suffer in silence. There's strength in your honesty. There's strength in your healing. And there's strength in simply asking for help. The strongest thing you can do, young man, dad, uncle, cousin, pastor, brother, nephew, son, man, the strongest thing you can do is to allow yourself to be seen, not just for your successes or your accomplishment, but also for your struggles. Because healing begins where hiding ends. You can't heal if you continue to hide behind the mask. I want to challenge you to do one thing within this next week. I want you to identify, men, one trusted person, if you don't already have one. Identify one trusted person and have a very honest conversation with them. No mask, no performance, no pretending. Just honesty. Just honesty. Raw, uncut, unedited honesty. You might be surprised at how much freedom actually comes from finally putting down the weight you've been carrying after you have that conversation. Yeah, that's what I want you to do. I think this is a really good place for us to end. I don't know. This has been heavy on me for quite some time, especially as I see so many murder suicides. And I see so many of our men struggling. It has weighed on me. And now, I don't know if you'll ever listen to it. I don't know who's listening to my podcast. I really don't. However, I feel like this is me doing my part to bring awareness and let our men know that you don't have to struggle in silence. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to be reminded of the statements of toughen up, man up, boys don't cry. None of that has to be your story. We can get through that because real men do cry. Real men do have vulnerable moments. Real men do struggle. And real men oftentimes become sad or depressed. Yeah. So to every man listening, remember, you don't have to carry every burden alone. Your mental health matters. Your emotions matters. Your healing matters. Strength is not found in suffering in silence. It is found in having the courage to seek help, tell your story, and choose healing. Remember, all things matter. And always remember, if you remember nothing else, that loving you is enough. Until next time.
How in your hands, your story's just begun. Believe